And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still on his honeymoon, and Corey Sandin is co-hosting with me today. Great, great times here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing and San Diego, and we have Captain Andrew Viola, literally fresh off the Pacifica. He just rolled in here and ready to talk fishing with you. So you stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat, H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And we got a good 2 hours ahead of us, fresh off the boat.
Yeah, really. Good morning, Andrew Viola. You literally just came in this morning, right?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. It's good to be here.
Good to
be back in the studio with you guys. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, first of all, tell us about the Pacifica. Of course, out of C4 Sport Fishing, you've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been, thankfully, we've been busy, thankfully. Yeah, we run out of Mission Bay there at Seaforth. We've kind of established a day-and-a-half run over there. We kind of try to focus on those day-and-a-halves. Then the last 2 months has been great. You know, a little hiccup here the last couple of days in fishing, but, you know, aside from that, since we started a little over 2 months ago, fishing's been insane. That bluefin fishing's been really good.
Yeah, day-and-a-halves have been the way to go, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even for a little while there, the one-day trips were doing really well. A couple times we were catching our quota a little too early.
Yeah, it's been close, right?
Yeah, well, shoot, this year it feels like we've been just about everywhere from 140 miles to 20 miles.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? Yeah. But have you figured out how many fish over 100 pounds you've caught in the Pacifica this year?
You know what, I don't know the exact total. I know that when we first started running in June, we had a few trips, really good kite fishing.
Yeah.
I do know our biggest one for the year is 290.
290?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was our big one. And then yeah, quite a few from in that 110 to 150-pound range, but I couldn't tell you the exact number.
But 290, wow. Man, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, but a lot over 200 pounds, and is that all kite fish?
Well, actually, you know, believe it or not, that big one was on a flat fall. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but for the most part this year, it's been a lot of kite fish, a few sinker rig fish here, especially with a little bit smaller grade. It's tough to call them small, those 60 to 80 pounders.
60 to 80 pounders, smaller. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I guess small isn't the right word for those.
Yeah.
But we did have, especially in the beginning of the year, really good bites on sinker rigs.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so explain the sinker rig. How do you fish the sinker rig?
Well, you know, it starts with picking the right sinker. You know, I think weather conditions is a big part of it. If the boat's drifting really fast, I like to use a heavier sinker. But if it's pretty calm out, not too much drift, then I kind of switch over to a lighter sinker. The biggest thing that I like with a sinker rig, if you're going to fish the sinker rig, fish it. Just sending it down there 200 or 300 feet, put your elbows on the rail, is not the most effective way to use it. I like to see you guys actually proactively winding it up slow, dropping it back slow, and just kind of moving it up and down the water column real slow.
Just not sitting there.
Yeah, yeah, and it's crazy. I would say 75% of our bites come on a real slow wind. Something about a nose hook sardine with a following a sinker up through the water column is pretty effective.
Some guys have said that if you have a 2-speed reel, put it in low and just wind really slow.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. The only reason I don't like that is sometimes, you know, when you get a bite and the fish starts swimming at you.
You got to turn the handle really fast.
You got to
be really
able to
good
catch
at
up.
Shifting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, be hot on the trigger.
Yeah, no doubt. So, okay, let's take a condition. Let's say we're drifting with 12 knots of breeze, drifting pretty good. Mm-hmm. And how big of a sinker are you going to put? And the fish are down 200 feet. How big of a sinker are you going to put on?
Then I would probably say a 6-ounce.
6-ounce, okay.
A 6-ounce, yeah. And, you know, everything's circumstantial, like you say. You know, we had actually one day, it was like, man, we were having a tough time getting a bite, and then we had one of our passengers put on a 2-ounce sinker. And it was fairly breezy, and he caught two in a row, so then we rigged up the whole boat with 2-ounce sinkers, and we ended up having a good day fishing on just around those straight 2-ounce sinkers.
Wow.
And I, you know,
it was, you just had to add enough to get down 60 feet or whatever.
Just enough, but it was, you know, everything on the machines looked the same, you know, marking the same depth that we had been marking them, and, you know, same, everything looked the same just for whatever reason that day. The lighter sinker was the way to go. Yeah. So
still torpedo rubber banded.
Oh yeah. And then the biggest thing is, you know, I don't know how to explain it on the radio without using my hands to show everyone, but streamlining it, the streamlining it with the rubber band instead of just hanging it off your line and doing the old, you know, the doink thing.
Yeah. You don't like the doink thing. You more like tie it right onto the line?
Well, not tied, but there's a way you can do it with the rubber band to streamline it so that the top eye and the bottom eye of the sinker are attached to the main line.
Oh, interesting. It's not just one of the eyes. It's both of them attached.
Yeah. Yeah, that I think that helps a lot with tangles, whether you're tangling yourself or somebody else. Because a lot of time, if you send it down a little bit too fast, you get like a helicopter motion going on with your sardine around the
sinker. Absolutely. Sure. It makes sense.
Yeah, that or...
And if you come up against somebody else's line, I can see where that torpedo hanging by one eye is actually wrapping around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, if you don't have a fish on, but somebody else does that goes by,
absolutely,
your chances of missing them is a lot better by streamlining it.
Yeah. Okay. Good tip.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, and I haven't heard that one either. All right.
Yeah.
Secret on the Pacifica there.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. You just did. So, the Pacifica, running out of C4, tell us about the boat.
We're a 65-foot Seaway.
Beautiful boat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. We take up to 30 people, and anything up to, you know, three and a half days is kind of our max trip.
You're running limited load day and a halfs right now?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're kind of doing everything. More recently, before, you know, like I said, fishing got a little bit tougher, but I think it's going to rebound quick here. We've been doing the day and a half into a full-day trip. So we've been doing a day and a half, getting in early, and then turning around on a full day and then going back out. Yeah.
Wow.
Just, you know, trying to stay busy.
Yeah, for sure. But and people have been coming fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, thankfully, I'm very thankful. We've got a pretty loyal following that I'm very... very thankful for.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's a great boat, and you have, you know, just kept a reputation of catching fish, and you've been around doing it for quite some time. Tell us about how you started.
Man, I started doing this when I was 12 years old at Dana Wharf, actually. I was the pinhead on the Sum Fun.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Did Mark Mills used to come out with you?
Yeah, when I worked there, he was still working in the office.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the office.
Yeah.
Dana Wharf.
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Excitement himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, so I ended up working there until I was 18 or 19, and then right after I graduated high school, I got in my truck, drove down to San Diego, and got myself a job on the American Angler, and I spent 6 years there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know Brian and Laurie were in the studio here a couple weeks ago, and we just... raving about what a great guy and how hard it was to lose you, for sure, on the American Angler. That's such a great crew on that boat.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm really thankful for the opportunity I had to work there for as long as I did, especially being with Brian. He's such a knowledgeable person. Really learned a lot from him.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from fishing to life in general.
Yeah, no doubt. No, Brian's a wizard for sure.
Yeah.
So you spent 6 years on the American Angler, and then moved into the day and a half and day fleet, right?
Yeah. Then after that, I went up to Newport and was driving the Thunderbird with Jeff, and I did that for 2.5 years before I came back to San Diego. Started our own gig.
Yeah, that's cool. And C4 Sport Fishing, what a great spot.
Oh, yeah, I love it over there.
Yeah,
I love it over there.
John Yamati runs a good ship over there, and the crew inside, of course. Mm-hmm. Marcos on the radio, world famous.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, and Mike and the grind. You used to work there, Corey.
I did. I was actually in the office for like 4 or 5 years. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Absolutely. And it's a complete family atmosphere. And
definitely.
And from you guys on the boats to the guys in the tackle shop to, you know, the guys in the office, it's a total family. The parking's easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and now with the Royal Rooster right over there.
Oh,
I mean,
man, that place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
right?
their food's killer.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. Kind of, it's a cool vibe every time you go, you know, over that way.
Yeah, definitely is.
Yeah, and guys that know fishing and that can talk fishing with you. And you got a great, I mean, you know, we talk about Captain Jim Hughes all the time. The dean of C4 Sport Fishing, right?
Yep, that's him.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy that helps out everybody at the landing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the first guy to give you the shirt off his back, especially, you know, like boats are boats, and every once in a while you run into an issue and you need a part or something like that. Or
sure.
He's always the guy that's standing there with what you need, ready to help you put it in.
Solid guy for sure.
Yeah.
You know, he's an amazing. I mean, hearing him on the radio, he's been there over 50 years with Seaforth.
Crazy, isn't it?
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty awesome. Now, your boat being a Seaway is the same boat as the Cortez?
No, our sister ship is the Aztec.
The Aztec.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was some, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just a notch bigger than the Cortez. Just a notch.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah. And the boat, Seaways, where were they built?
Gosh, you know, I'm not really sure where they were built.
But
I know the Ditmar was Newport Beach. But
yeah, Newport. But I think they maybe San Pedro or something. Like
I'm sure somewhere up there. Yeah.
Yeah, something.
I bet we get a text.
Yeah, bet we do.
I bet we
find out.
Sure. I can tell you this, though. You didn't even know this, Andrew, but I've received fish that came off your boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the last month and a half, twice. I had two different people that went on the boat and shared a piece with me that was processed at Fishman's Processing.
Oh, okay.
And, dude, I have to tell you, the fish handling skills that you guys have. I mean, your pedigree says it all, American Angler.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But the quality of the bluefin that came off your boat was bar none the best I've ever had.
Wow.
Any of the day and a half boats, period.
Yeah.
I mean, off that day and a half, 3 day level of boat, you know.
Yeah.
And by far, I'm telling you, the best.
No, I appreciate that. Like you say, we do put a lot of effort into trying to keep them, you know, good. Because, in my opinion, that's kind of the product of our labor, you know what I mean? And that's, from my standpoint, our customer's final experience with us. You know, we're long gone. They're at home making pokey, and, you know, they pull their fish out, and it's not as good as it could be. You know, it's kind of a bummer. So, like I said, it's our last experience with them, and from myself and the crew standpoint, that's, you know, what we work for.
And that's very well put, you know, because that's it's the product of your labor and your love, but it's also the angler coming out. It's the product of their harvest and the product of their, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's a mutual thing. And I'd rather take home one beautiful 40 to 50 pound bluefin than have five tuna I'm coming home with that are subpar quality, right?
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, it makes a big difference, you know, and like you say, coming from, coming from the American angler, you know, it was really ingrained in me to treat them like your grandmother.
Yeah,
don't slam them around. Be real nice to them. Take good care of them.
Right. Yeah, you know, don't damage the fish.
And yeah.
Don't be throwing them down. And you have RSW, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything gets gilled and gutted and put down the RSW or most fish?
Everything over 40 pounds is gilled and gutted on the spot. Yeah, I think we've kind of noticed that anything under 40 pounds, it doesn't make that big of a difference. And a lot of the time when we're catching fish under 40 pounds, sometimes they can come on pretty quick.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a task.
It's all about getting them chilled, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that's all it is because it's, you know, anything bigger than 40 pounds, the fish is so thick. By removing the guts and the gills, you can let that 32-degree salt water cool them from the inside out and the outside in, whereas, you know, the smaller ones...
They're going to get cool anyway.
Yeah, they cool down faster, yeah.
That's the idea. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're just venturing into what's going on out there with Andrew, and we'll find out because literally he just came off the boat, and we're going to get some good information.
Absolutely. It's really cool to have him in studio. One of the most solid guys I know. He's actually given us to give away to one of our callers. By the way, if you want to give us a shout, 833-288-0973. That's the line here. Giving away a full day and a half trip on the Pacific out of Seaforth. I mean, how cool is that? Thank you, Andrew. It's really cool. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Andrew on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it's kind of cool watching the XL back there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And Shogun's in there. Yeah. And, boy, and Tomahawk's over here. It's a lot going on here.
There is, man.
Yeah, probably a lot going on at Seaport, too, right?
Yeah.
This morning.
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys out. You know, to be honest, I think it's cooler when there's nobody at the dock.
Yeah.
When they're all empty. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, a little quieter.
Yeah, when everyone's out doing what they're supposed to do, fishing.
Yeah. So your last trip, you came in on a day and a half this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a lowdown. Like you say, the last couple of days have been a struggle. You covered a lot of water for not a lot of fish.
Yeah, you know, a couple of days ago, there was some fish, like, you know, locally here, 30 miles. And
that was good fishing last week.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. Yeah. And then, you know, that fish, we kind of did some fishing in some cooler water a little bit west of where we were fishing. And there were spots up, but, you know, there were smaller spots kind of up and down real quick. And then so we kind of moved on. And then there was a little bit of fish out by Clemente 2 days ago. And, man, for whatever reason, we just couldn't hook them. You know, we probably stopped on, you know, 10 or 15 real good schools. They would boil up real well right in the corner. It was just tough to
it
stick
just
a hook.
Wouldn't bite.
Yeah, and then so yesterday we was kind of back to the drawing board, us and, you know, all the group of boats that we work with. Everyone kind of spread out and let's figure out where there's fish that want to bite.
Looking.
Yeah, let's go looking, and that's what we spent yesterday doing.
That honestly happens. I mean, to have a couple down days or a few down days.
Oh, yeah.
It's been biting for 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal. You know, yeah. Like you said, for as good as fishing's been for the last 2 months, the fish is still around. It's just...
There's no lack of fish. It's here.
Yeah, it's here. It's just, you know, I think a majority of it's down. And then the fish that's, you know, we're still seeing is kind of hard to get a hook in. But I think it's going to change here sooner than later. Like I said, it's been so good for so long, you know. Maybe they need a little bit of a break.
Yeah, a little cycle. Have you been out to the Cortez Bank to wrestle with some of those big yellows out there?
You know what? No, we haven't been out there yet this year. We've been focusing on the bluefin, but it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like a really good grade of fish, too.
Great. Sounded like a little crowded yesterday, I heard, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little choppy, too, was the report I got.
Yeah. How was the weather yesterday?
You know, it was a little texture, but not too bad.
No.
You know,
fishable.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was enough to where I couldn't set my coffee down on the dash, but
yeah.
Yeah. I also wasn't falling out of the chair.
Yeah, definitely. But that boat probably fishes great with 30 people on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it fishes it fishes really well. It's real comfortable. A lot of room up the sides. A lot of room on the back deck. The galley's real open.
Yeah.
It's a big 65-footer. It's comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Beamy.
Yeah, beamy. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which keeps it pretty stable in the water, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we've got rolling chocks and all that
stuff.
Oh,
do you? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to try and help with it, because those seaways are notoriously pretty rolly boats. But
yeah. But the chocks really make a big difference.
Oh, yeah, they make a big difference. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
They definitely do.
Well, hey, phones are packed, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it, Pete. I know Don in Woodland Hills has a question for Andrew.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Andrew, thanks so much for the opportunity to speak with you. So for someone that's going out this coming week, what's going to be the setup that they need as far as line size and hooks? And you've already talked about weights.
So, you know, I think that two setups could kind of get you through the day. One being a 25 or 30-pound setup, kind of a lighter fly line type setup for during the day. And then one heavier setup, like a 40 to 60-pound, 40, 50, 60, somewhere in there. Which can also be used as a fly line. And, you know, in the morning, what I tell all of our customers to do is rig up your heavier one for fly line, and then before you get a cup of coffee in the morning, put a sinker and a rubber band in your pocket. Those two setups should get you through the day. We haven't done a whole lot on the jigs recently, so I just think to a light bait setup and a heavy bait setup will suffice.
Yeah, and then what size hooks do you think?
As far as the hook size, all the different brands kind of vary. With our lighter setup, we've kind of been, if you use Mustad as a standard, the number two Mustads on our lighter setup.
Small hook.
Yeah, real small.
J hook or circle hook?
You know, that's total personal preference. On those lighter ones, I kind of like the J hooks, but they both work. To each as their own on that. And then on the heavier setup, just one step up, like a number one or a 1-0, depending on the brand. And then on that heavier setup, especially if you're fishing the sinker rig, I would say you want a circle hook on that one.
Okay. All right. It's because bigger fish get in the corner of the mouth.
Yeah. Well, for me, when I like the J hooks for the smaller line is because it's easier to get the hook in the bait, so you stand a better chance at fishing a better bait away from the boat. Whereas when you're fishing with a sinker rig, it's pretty easy to get a circle hook in the nose. But if you're butt hooking your baits, sometimes those small circle hooks are tough to get in the bait.
How should John hook his bait? What's the best way?
I mean, the butt hook. That's my go-to.
That's my go-to also.
Yeah, the two finlets underneath the belly, kind of, and just right under there.
Yeah, like right in the middle of the bait. And and I don't know if you ever watched us fish, but we're real proactive with changing them.
Yeah.
They get about 15 seconds to swim, and that's the best piece of advice I can give you, is change those sardines out quickly.
And the bait's been pretty decent-sized sardine?
Yeah, the bait's been phenomenal all year. For the most part, 5 to 7 inch.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. Big difference from last year.
Yeah, and real healthy. The guys over at Irvingham and all the guys that run, the boats, they've been doing a great job.
Oh, my gosh. They're so good at it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the way they cure the bait and everything like that just makes such a good bait.
Yeah, and they've just been, like I said, they've been on it. I haven't had a single trip this year that I've been bummed out.
That's cool. And it helps, too, with the on the inshore of the coast, that's 60 to 64-degree water really helps with the receivers, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, keeping them real healthy.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck on your trip, Don. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning,
John.
Good
morning, Pete. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What's going on at the ranch?
Well, the fishing, the Bisbee, we just got done with the Bisbee on Friday. Biggest fish ever taken in the East Cape Bisbee is 704.
Woo.
A nice big fish, a nice big blue. It's interesting. It was taken 2 miles right off the front of La Rivera, right where all the commercial fishermen fish and everything, right off that first drop-off in about 500 feet of water. And, better than half of the winning fish in East Cape Bisbee have been taken right off the front of La Rivera. Those big blues and blacks, they feed in there real close to shore, and it's been by far the most productive spot for that tournament. But David and Manuel, our old captains of Vigilante, took the prize there. Chocoloco was the name of the boat. But, yeah, they caught it on a lure. It was a black and green. And big lure. And normally off the bank there, you're catching them on slow-trolled live bait. But this time they were dragging. Very last day, very last minute at the third day. Typical stuff. They didn't weigh it until about almost 5 o'clock, so they just made the weigh in time. So, but pretty good one. They're over $1 million. They went over $1 million in jackpots this year. So, which is pretty darn good. It's interesting. The first day there was no fish weighed, so the daily jackpot rolled over on the second day, and a 306 pounder the second day took $560,000
in prize money.
Yeah, the 704 got I think $260,000, something like that. So, but pretty good money. There were over 80 boats, and considering the COVID and everything, a good turnout and the most money they've ever had in the tournament. So,
and they were talking just a couple of weeks ago about canceling the tournament, right?
Yeah, the government was. I was honestly surprised that the government allowed it to go on after they had just been blasting about how they weren't going to allow tournaments all year and everything. And at the end of the day, they decided, I wouldn't say rolled, but they went with the flow. And there was no activities before or after. The tournaments are straight fishing, which as it should be. But they're going to allow the fishing. All the tournaments that are scheduled this year will be coming in. And will be happening, so that's good news.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. And it's good for the community, too. I mean, it brings jobs, number one, to the community. And also, I know Bisbee's and I know Western Outdoor News Tournament, they all raise a lot of money for to help people down in Cabo and East Cape and such like that, right?
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do in the charities. And most of the tournaments now are charity tournaments anyway, so they really, really do benefit the local population. And they are.
And boy, do they need it this year, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, quite a year. But that said, it's interesting how many people are coming down, you know. And, you know, fishermen are interesting. They're going to go fishing. And the truth is, you're not in any real risk fishing on a boat with two or three buddies, you know. And everybody knows that. So as long as they keep away from all the big social activities around it, they'll be fine. And it really does make sense all the way around. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I talked to my buddy Rich Top, who you saw down in the East Cape, and he just came back and had just a fantastic time.
Yeah,
great fishing, and just said it enjoyed every minute of being back in the East Cape.
Fishing, of course, this year has been really, really good. It's been pretty much the same with we got the Dorado that came in about 3 weeks ago. Otherwise, the fishing's just, you know, I'm writing the fish reports, and it's hard to differ from the past week because it's very, very similar, very good fishing every week. It has been big, big rooster fish again this week running up and down the beaches. No pressure on them at all. They're taking the flies like crazy. The fly fishermen are having a great time inside with them. And big rooster fish. I'd say the average rooster fish really is 30, 40 pounds, something like that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of striped marlin and sails around as well. You know, very mixed. And the yellowfin are under pods of porpoise. There was a 245 yellowfin taken this week by a fleet boat right out in the middle of the tournament. And I'd say that everybody's limiting on that it's going after the yellowfin. They're under porpoise outside and lots of footballs. I'd say the average fish is around probably 15 pounds. But they're catching some nice big tuna real close to shore right off the lighthouse. In fact, these guys are slow trolling live bait for rooster fish, and they're picking up big tuna.
Tuna. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's a big surprise.
Yeah, but that's been happening every week since we've opened. And you know, this winter when we were closed, the locals were right off the beach there at the lighthouse tossing iron and picking up a yellowfin right off the beach.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like good fishing, good time to go to Rancho Leonero. You have some specials going on right now, too, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, we extended the summer special, so people want to get in and take advantage of that. And like I say, it's interesting, but it's been busier than I really expected it to be. People are coming down and enjoying the great fishing. And actually, the weather's real nice as well, too. We're enjoying a nice season, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, best time coming right now, prime time all the way into the fall, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Very good. Easy to get to and a great escape if you need it. We certainly all do.
Sure,
Rancho Leonero. Check it out. Hey, thanks, John. Great report, and thanks for the update on the Bisbee, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You will for sure, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Man, that is so cool.
Good stuff, huh?
But every week, listening to John talk about the rooster fishing.
Mm-hmm. How good the fishing is.
Yeah, I mean, last week he was talking about fish up to 100 pounds.
How about a 700-pound blue marlin right off the beach right there, man?
Right?
That's some serious business there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a big fish.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
That's scary. I mean, putting a gaff in something that big.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah,
right,
hold on.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Man. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to John. John Cullen from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I'm looking forward to coming to the sale today. But my question was, what do you think of those Nomad lures trolling for the bluefin, and how far do you set them back?
You know, those Nomad lures, they They definitely work. We haven't done a whole lot of business trolling this year yet, but you know, every day is different. And as far as where to set them, I would say the standard distance that we, you know, set all of our jigs, you know, I would call it about 60, 70 yards back behind the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once in a while you pick up a one that'll grab a bite.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it more in the last, you know, this year and last year, more with the bluefin eating the troll and the Nomad, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's Mark Wish was talking about yesterday.
He was talking about getting one on slow, like going three knots.
Yeah.
Down,
and they,
right?
Wow. Yeah, they were working the kite, but yet had one Nomad out very close to the boat, and that's what got bit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate that. And speaking of the Rollo sale, that's happening today, 1 o'clock today at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. You don't want to miss it.
Monster of all
the
sales.
The monster used tackle sale. I'm telling you, I've seen some of this stuff. It's truckloads of used tackle and good stuff, too. A lot of great equipment. And it's priced to sell. They don't want to take it home. They want to price it. And all the money raised goes to taking kids fishing for the Rollo program. So don't miss it. 1 o'clock today at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. John will be there. I'll be there. And we hope you're there, too. So don't miss that sale.
Ron Lane's even opening
Ron
the shop.
Ron Lane's
right?
opening the shop.
Right.
Normally he's closed on Sunday, but he'll
exactly.
be open right there. And actually this big sale will be right in front of his shop there at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And I think he actually has a couple kayaks he'll sell you, too.
You think?
It's been, well,
I bet.
They've been out of stock.
Hey.
I mean, they can't get enough.
I was at Dana a few days ago,
yeah.
And I parked, and he was loading up a brand new kayak on a truck. And I went in for 20 minutes. I came out, and there was a whole nother new truck with a whole nother kayak.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're moving. They can't make them fast enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So don't miss that. The giant used tackle sale today at Dana Landing. Sale starts at 1 o'clock. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Steve. Steve Cohn from Fallbrook. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much. Very excited about the sale today, and I was curious, is it just the sale, or are there expected to be any other vendors? Or?
Well, I know Chris and Wayne will be there from CCA talking about AB 3030 and all the other issues that we're faced with, but, you know, Fastlane Kayaks will be there. Of course, you have Dana Landing. Tackle Store will be open there, and you can go in and get just a fantastic lunch there if you want beforehand or after at the deli there at Dana Landing. But it's pretty much just the Rollo sale. I think other than CCA, I'm not sure who else will be there. There may be a few other people hanging out there. But I think the main focus is the sale.
And I know from seeing the size of the booth that Mike Lum and the guys put together for a day at the docks is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike Lum was talking about filing people in from one side and then exiting on the other.
It's going to take up a lot of that.
Exactly.
That sidewalk there.
Yep.
So there's a lot of tackle.
A lot of tackle.
And
like Mike Lum was mentioning, it's priced very fair price for used tackle. It's not on the high end. It's priced to go. It's going to move.
For sure. And parking, you know, parking could be a challenge, but there's a parking lot right across the street there at SeaWorld. You'd have to cross Ingram there, and if you park over there, it's over by SeaWorld. I believe you can park in there. I'm not positive, but I know when we have events over at Hub SeaWorld, it's on that Hub SeaWorld side.
Okay.
There's a big lot there, and we always park in there.
And there's street parking on the outside of the launch ramp, that whole strip right there.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I mean, even if you have to park a quarter mile away, I think it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice day for a walk.
Yes. There you go. Absolutely. Perfect day for a walk, indeed. All right, Steve. Well, we'll see you there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Andrew and find out what's going on with the Pacifica and what's going on with the tuna out there. And Andrew's generously donated a day and a half trip on the Pacifica.
How
that
cool is
so
that?
Generous of you. That's fantastic. Limited load, 30 people, and man, some great, you know, great time to go fishing.
That's really cool of you, Andrew, to do that. You know, one lucky listener is going to get that one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having a fun time.
Yeah. I just heard from Wayne Cotto, CCA. CCA California has a raffle, and they're also going to be helping with the live auction for Rollo, too. So there's going to be a live auction today at the used tackle sale at Dana Landing. And also CCA California will have a raffle, too. So CCA will be there in a big way. And Wayne will, of course, be doing the MC job. He does a great job with that. And,
good job, Wayne.
Yeah, and indeed. And thanks for all the hard work that he does there, for sure.
Hey, no better way to spend a Sunday, beautiful day on Mission Bay, supporting friends of Rollo and Captain Rollo's kids.
And find some gems there.
Right? And get a good deal. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
All right, let's do it. And the catch report today, Pete, is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishermen's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch. Now, with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers at the amazing Poke Kit at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and head up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Willie. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Hey, good morning,
probably
guys.
Probably know
What's
Brian.
I used to work for him.
Of course. Used to work for him, huh?
Yep.
What's up, Andrew? How you doing, man?
Morning, Brian.
Can you guys hear me okay? You got me?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. All right. Sorry about that. Well, hey, holy cow, I can tell you some funny Andrew stories, man. I got a long list of some good ones. Maybe I'll
come on, bring it
at the end of the report. Gosh, this week, you know, we finally saw the improvements in the conditions kick out a little bit of a payoff. You know, gosh, we've had a couple tough weeks with that water temperature. Finally, we can say we're seeing some 70-degree water here along the coast, which is certainly a welcome sight for our calico bass fishing. And that being said, that bass fishing was pretty good again this week for us. I'd say the fly line sardines fish the best for us, but for sure we were catching fish on the swim baits, the hard jerk baits, the surface iron. All of that caught some nice bass this week. And along with that bass, we're seeing a little bit of bonito moving in on the beach. Some of it's really small. A lot of it's getting shaken off and, you know, released. But there's some bigger standout fish that are making their way on board the boats. A little bit of barracuda in the talk there, too. Some guys catching pretty good on the reverse dropper loops on the bottom, too. Some sand bass, sheephead, and things like that going in the bags as well. We're also seeing a little bit of yellowtail showing along the lower zones down there at North County, like off Pendleton, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. You know, we're catching a little bit on it here and there. We're getting a fish to the boat, but that's some savvy fish down there. You know, those fish know that kelp line. So a lot of the stuff that we're hooked or that's getting hooked, you know, makes a quick turn and either ties you up in a kelp or, you know, he breaks a guy off on the, you know, fishing this 15-pound line with this sardine kind of a deal. So we're hooking it. Just a lot of it's not making it to the boat. Stretching it out a little bit over to Catalina. That same great bonito action over there, certainly a better grade fish over there than what we're seeing on the beach, but also some good yellowtail fishing. There's been a couple different zones over there that has been showing some consistent sign of that yellowtail, and it's been a good grade of fish. This stuff's been anywhere from like 20 to 35 pounds, so it's a good mix. I would say that the better schools of that yellow has been sonar school fish, so there hasn't been much surface sign. It's all been on the machines, but there are some fish being caught on the stock spots too while bass fishing and things like that. So that's kind of keeping Catalina in the mix. And then finally, the Fury, he's been offshore fishing tuna, kind of like Andrew was saying earlier, a couple down days for sure. But Marcus has been able to keep fish in his counts every day pretty much nonetheless, which is, you know, a good sign for him as well. So just everyone that's down there seeing that they're seeing some good spots of fish, it's just not biting. So obviously soon enough, we'd imagine things will change and counts will improve. So that's kind of it for us here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call and make your reservations. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. And then, of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And always, you know, make those reservations. We've got, you know, limited space available on the boat, and we've been getting out full on every single trip. So make those reservations.
Every single trip. That's a good thing. And, yeah, what a nice opportunity to go out on a limited load, too, at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Right, and it's nice.
Middle of summer, fish are biting.
Exactly. And it's nice. The water temps have recovered, Brian. Same thing here on our coast. I mean, it was like 2.5, close to 3 weeks' worth of pretty low temperatures. But I'll tell you that the bass were still biting on the private boat kind of action, Brian, like being able to get in the kelp. There was still some good activity, you know. But with your warmer water, I know you can anchor up and pull them out and get them going a little bit better. It's nice to hear your calico action picking up.
So, yeah, we're stoked to see that. And just that consistency is a big deal, certainly. So, yeah, we're happy to hear it. And, Andrew, I can tell you, in working on, man, I've been at Dana Wharf for almost 25 years. And over the years, you see a lot of people come and go. You know what I mean? Lots of people come and go. But when Andrew showed up on the scene with his partner, Aliar, those were two guys that got the big picture from day one. You could see it was in their blood. And it's been awesome to see these guys figure it out, establish a business and a name for themselves, and to get the ball rolling. So, you know, we're happy to have been part of their you know, personal, you know, program and getting their deal rolling. But it's always fun to see someone come out of it and move on and just have a fantastic career ahead of them. So stoked to see that for you, man. It's been neat to watch.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I really appreciate it. I mean,
yeah, he must have been quite the pinhead, huh, Brian?
Well, he was the pinhead, and then he was the deckhand, and then he was the cook, and then he was the guy that showed up at the boat parade with a Santa Claus costume, because
I knew there was a good story coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's Donna awesome. Said you have to wear the Santa costume, so he went home and put on the Santa Claus costume and came back, but we were just kids, so it was just funny to see it coming. Yeah.
Good stuff, Brian. All right, Brian. Well, thanks. Appreciate that report from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Glad things are picking up, and we're heading into the best time of the year, so it's just going to get better from here. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Got it, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks for the stories.
Yeah,
appreciate
good
that,
stuff
right.
for sure.
Yeah, that must have been quite something. Santa Claus, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the Christmas parade. I think I was 17 years old
17,
or something like that.
Playing Santa.
Yeah, they asked me to do it. Where's it at?
Yeah. Oh, the good stories.
Yep. Don said, come on.
Oh, it was Donna.
Oh, it was Donna said to play. Yeah. To be there. Okay,
yep.
With Donna. All right.
Yep, so I stood on the upper deck waving my hand around, pretending to be Santa Claus.
Oh, oh, oh. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
All right, well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug, our good friend of Montebello. Good morning, Doug, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got a question for two questions for Andrew. When you guys come up on a meter mark, how often will you circle it before you just say forget it? You guys are anchored, I say, at the island. When do you decide to pull the anchor and make a move?
You know, everything, you know, is circumstantial. When we're, you know, we're offshore, and like you say, we run over a meter mark. More often than not, we'll try just about everything we see, especially if we can get them on the meter. When we see them with the sonar, but we have trouble getting close to them, and you kind of have to
get them under the boat.
Getting them under the boat, and you know, getting chum on top of them. That's kind of when we'll deviate. And the only other time would be, you know, if there's a lot of fish around, we might bypass a smaller school in hopes to find a big one. But more often than not, if we can get them underneath us, we're going to stop and try it.
Yeah.
And then as far as anchor fishing. It's all circumstantial, and it depends on, you know, what you're fishing for. I know, you know, we don't do a whole lot of it, but when I was up in Newport when we were sea bass fishing, we did a little bit more sitting and waiting.
That's sea bass.
Depending on, you know, and then you switch over to yellowtail fishing, and we're a lot more proactive. If they're not boiling and they're not biting, we're moving on.
Yeah.
You
learned a lot about different fisheries, didn't you?
Yeah, done a little bit of everything.
Wow. Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
Well, officially, bluefin fishing on the Pacifica.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, definitely.
I missed the Wahoo fishing on the American Angler. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, there's nothing that beats long-range fishing. That's for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Wahoo fishing, when that goes off, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. People always ask me what I miss from the long-range days, and that's it. It's the Wahoo.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, eating it, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bring it home is...
Yeah, no yep. doubt. So thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. On the question of when you get a meter mark on tuna, and a lot of this fishing has been drifting on a school, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How long do you drift? How long do these plunker bites last? How do you know when it's time to just look for another school?
Like I said, that's really circumstantial too. You know, sometimes, you know, when a lot of my decisions on that is like, you know, listening to the radio and hearing, you know, you hear guys catching fish right away or you know, kind of what everyone else is doing. We've seen that morning. When it takes a little bit to get established, you know, we'll sit it out for a little bit longer. But if
fish are under the boat, they just don't want to bite.
Yeah, or if like I said, if there's a lot around and we don't get a quick response, you know, we're going for another one.
Is that something you see happen, though, Andrew, like with the fleet? Like they might be tough to get around. The fish don't want to be touched. But yet if you can get upwind and maybe start a drift and get them going, I mean, is it kind of the same way they'll bite from school to school
for the most part? Yeah, and you'll see the trend throughout the day. I know that last week, you know, the trend was you would get on a school, they'd boil up real well. It would take a minute or two before you get your first bite, and then we would hook, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 fish.
And it slowly build.
Well, no, well, what it was is we'd hook our 3 to 7 fish, and then that was it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I kind of, by the end of the day, I kind of realized, okay, it takes a minute to get our first bite. We get a quick flash.
You're going to slide on to the next one.
And then, you know, as soon as that quick flash is over, we're going for another one.
Yeah.
You know, some days you can drift a little bit longer, keeping one or two hooked up. But, you know, personally, me, if we don't have one on the line, I'm
packing it up.
I'm chopping at the bit to get one on the line.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's plenty of schools around. You can find one that wants a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's head down to the surf. Our surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Morning, Gundy.
Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great. You probably remember Andrew from Dana Wharf from working on the barge, right?
Yeah. Many years ago. That's right. You know, we had that wind maybe 10 days ago, and boy, it rolled that water over on the beach. Last weekend, the guys really struggled. You know, there was some water as cool as 58 degrees up there off Long Beach. You know, that's kind of odd for the middle of August. But, you know, we got so much warm water around the weather. Everything bounced back real nicely this week. And the guys are reporting again, really good Corbina fishing. I mean, it's been consistent. It's nice to see it bounce back. The sand crabs in that cold water sunk out, but now they're up again. And then we had a runyon run this week and a real nice increase in the halibut catches, you know. Hook, line, sinker up north reported terrific halibut action all week. Anglers reported hooking several fish in a session. Lots of shorts, but still plenty of legals mixed in there. Top fish, I think, this week was 32 inches. Grunion pattern, flash minnows, 4-inch swim baits, cut anchovy, all producing. Goleta, East Beach, good spots to look. Lots of Corbina up here, too. East Beach, the Harbor Mouth, Rincon, Carpinteria, all holding. Not always a lot of Corbina up here. And this year, there's just been a lot of fish, and the guys are really taking advantage of it. Wiley's reported excellent all-around fishing. The halibut bite was red hot this week. Nice mix of short and legal fish, flash minnows, Castmaster crocodiles. Been the top lures. Cut anchovy and sardine have been good, and those cut baits been working all summer. The Corbina bite was also strong up here, but, you know, the mixed bag fishing, just terrific. Calico bass, sargo, cabazon, sand bass, leopard sharks, white sea bass, bat rays, even a thresher shark off the pier. So, holy excellent action up there. Big fish reported a rebound of the Corbina bite. Sunset, Volta Chica, good there. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, kicking out several legal halibut. They had a 35-inch fish there. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corbina action along the peninsula there in Newport. The sand crabs popped up, so the guys are raking for sand crabs. A 4-pounder was taken on a soft shell there near the pier. And then Hogan's reported good Corbina action there. The lifeguard headquarters down to State Park, all good fishing throughout there. And again, screening for larger crabs or for those soft shells. You can't miss with a soft shell. And finally, Pacific Coast reported hot Corbina action. South Oceanside, Army, Navy, South Carlsbad, all good spots. The Bonita popped back up again there off the pier and the harbor jetties. And one more big fish they had down there, 7-pound, 7-ounce spot fin croaker, taken on a lugworm off the tabletop. So, you know, it's nice to see, big of a drop that was, it's nice to see it bounce right back. Bouncing and these guys right are right back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Corey was talking about how the calico fishing is starting to bounce back and the kelp, too. And you heard Brian earlier that amazing when that water temp bump comes back up. Here it comes.
Oh, they get so lathered up. I love your report, Gundy, every week, man. It's a really good one. I love it.
Yeah. Keep it up.
You know, Corey, I keep getting the good reports on the calico bass, and that's really nice to see. I'm sure you're encouraged by that, too.
Man, I'll tell you, Gundy, it's on it. We talked about it yesterday. It's the best I've seen since the late 80s, early 90s, honestly. And Jim Hughes, I was talking to him off the Cortez, and he said, Corey, honestly, it's the best I've seen since the 70s.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's really, really good. And the quality of fish. I mean, there's so many 2- and 3-pounders, Gundy, that the small ones are in the 12 to 13-inch range, you know, which before was a legal fish.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool to see. And there's a lot of 4- to 6-pound fish around, but there are so many 2-pounders that they cloud up and beat the bigger ones.
The bigger ones.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Good problem to have, Gundy.
It's a good problem. Hey, Gundy, thanks a lot for a great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Yeah, an awesome report. Always nice having Gundy. And today's report sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks have been the go-to hooks this season for tuna. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has you covered. Pick the right size, ring or no ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks now at select tackle shops, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
What's up? Tony Gwynn Jr. here. Listen to Gwynn and Chris from 3 to 7 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranks reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.